Our guest this afternoon is, this is a real treat for everybody here, an accomplished actress on stage and screen. Her new novel, When It Happens to You, is a national bestseller, and she celebrates her long history with jazz on a brand new album on Concord Records. Just came out last week. It's called Except Sometimes. We are thrilled to welcome singer Molly Ringwald.
Later, you're gonna be mine. Sooner or later, you're gonna be fine. Baby, it's time that you face it. I always get my man. Sooner or later, you're gonna decide. Sooner or later, there's nowhere to hide. Baby, it's time, so I waste it in chatter. Let's settle the matter. Baby, you're mine on a platter. I always get my man. But if you insist, babe, the challenge delights me. The more you resist, babe, the more it excites me. No one I've kissed, babe, ever fights me again. If you're on my list, it's just a question of when I get a yen, then baby, amen. I'm counting to 10.
Thank you.
Molly Ringwald is live in the studios here at KPLU. That was fantastic. You are in fine voice this afternoon.
Why, thank you.
And your band sounds wonderful, too. Could you introduce us to your band?
I would love to. This is Mr. Alan Mosqueda on sax. Mr. Trevor Ware on bass. The great Mr. Clayton Cameron on drums. And this is my musical director, arranger, friend, pianist, Mr. Peter Smith on piano.
It's wonderful to have all of you here. Molly, you grew up with jazz, professional jazz pianist in the house, which must have been a thrill. Your dad is the West Coast great Bob Ringwald.
That's right.
Can you talk about growing up in a jazz family with a professional musician?
Oh, well, I feel like it's, you know, I can never remember not hearing jazz in my house. It was just, you know, I started when I was 3.5 years old singing with my dad. And back then I used to sing traditional jazz. Mm-hmm. In fact, I want to, you already said that it's Bessie Smith's birthday. Well, that was my idol when I was little. I thought that I was going to grow up and be Bessie Smith. I actually thought that I was going to turn black. I thought like one day magically it was just going to happen. You know, I was going to grow up and be Bessie Smith. So, you know, it was a great education. I think, you know, I have 3 children and I'm trying to raise them with that too, you know, because for me, it's like comfort food. It's whenever I hear jazz, it just makes me think of my childhood and all good things.
Now, you've done a lot of singing professionally, even an album when you were 6 years old, I think, that's really hard to find. But you've done a lot of musical theater. Mm-hmm. And I wonder when you decided, working with Peter here, that you were going to do an album.
Well, it was something that I wanted to do for a long time, to put a group together. And it was just so sort of always in the back of my mind. And I thought, you know, one day the perfect collaborator would just present his or her face. And that happened when Peter and I met in New York. And we were actually on a play together as actors and didn't have any idea that we shared love of jazz. And we were both, you know, musicians. And then it happened. And then he moved to L.A. And then my dreams were dashed. And then I moved to L.A. And so I would say it was probably about, 2007 that we started. Yeah, and then we put the group together in L.A., and then we started kind of playing around town, and then I just wanted to have kind of a record of the time, a little bit like the record that I did when I was 6 years old. It was just kind of to capture the moment, and so we did it kind of on the fly, and then Concord Jazz got behind it, and which is just really thrilling for me.
The record's called Except Sometimes. It came out about 10 days ago. Now, as I mentioned, you've sang a lot in musical theater, and I wonder if that's a different type of singing than singing in a jazz club.
It's definitely a different kind of singing. For one thing, I tend to back phrase a lot because that's just, you know, I learned from, you know, Billie Holiday and Bessie Smith and, you know, and when you do musical theater, you can't backphrase. So they were always saying, you know, come on, you got to be on the beat. You got to be on the beat, you know. And also I've done most of the parts that I've done have been a lot of belting, and which is very different than the music on the mm-hmm. album, which is a lot more intimate.
Molly Ringwald is here live in the studios on KPLU. The new record is called Except Sometimes. And this next tune, I don't believe, is on the album.
No, this isn't on the album. This is something that we've just started performing recently. It's speaking of Billie Holiday. It's one of the songs that she wrote called Don't Explain.
Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain.
don't explain what is there for you to gain. Skip that lipstick, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures all my thoughts are of you, for I am so completely yours. Don't want to hear nobody chatter, 'cause I know you cheat. Right or wrong don't matter. When you're with me, sweet,
not a dry eye in the house. Molly Ringwald is here with her band. The new record's called Except Sometimes. Molly, we've heard from a lot of the singers who come through the studios here, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Catherine Russell, Tierney Sutton, Jane Monheit, and they talk a lot about how they study acting to learn to perfect their stage presence and their performance. And I wonder if you feel like you have an advantage in that regard.
I might. I definitely do... I think incorporate my acting into my singing, in that I feel a lot, you know, but those ladies have a big advantage. I mean, Jane Monheit, who I've recently become friends with, is just an amazing singer, and she's kind of become a little bit of a mentor for me, you know, because she's been on the road for, I think, 15 years, and she has a child. She's a mother as well. And so I've been, you know, just hitting her up everywhere I go. What do you do? What do you do when this happens? What do you do when that happens? But yes, in terms of the acting, I think it definitely informs my singing.
And from the jazz singer perspective, there was a really fantastic interview that you and Jane did kind of with each other on Salon.com recently.
That's right.
And what kind of advice has she given you? What do you pick up from other singers?
Oh, you know, I asked her how she handles it when, you know, people are talking or texting, you know, during a show. And she said, I just get very quiet. You know, the pianist and I just, you know, get really quiet, and then, you know, everyone looks at them, and then suddenly, you know, and I thought that was really smart and kind of counterintuitive, because you would think if somebody's talking, you would get louder, you know. So, you know, things like that, and, you know, just how to you know, sustain on the road and not burn out, you know, because it's so much fun when you first go out. You want to, you know, go out every night and, you know, visit the town that you're in, you know, but, you know, she's a smart lady.
We've got time for one more song with Molly Ringwald and the band. It was an interesting choice on the album. Tell us a little bit about deciding to do a jazz version of this next song.
Well, I recorded the album not too long after John Hughes passed away, and he was in my thoughts a lot. And I thought it would just be an interesting idea. Peter and I were going over some stuff and rehearsing, and I said, "What do you think of doing a jazz version of 'Don't You Forget About Me'? Did you even know the song?"
Yeah.
I didn't even know if it was possible. So we just started, you know, singing through it, and Peter just came on these chords. I think we were talking about it the other day. There's not one chord that we do that's original to the song. And it was just interesting. And then he went home and just wrote this beautiful arrangement. So this is "Don't You Forget About Me." Come see about me. I'll be alone dancing in velvet, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. Love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, don't you forget about me. Forget about me.
miss you.